looked at all the factors that might be contributing damage, and there were several that really rose to the top. And one of the primary ones was not the total weight of the vehicle, but it was the amount of weight on each axle. And so different pieces of equipment obviously have different axles. The more axles you have, the greater the spread of weight out. And so, interestingly enough, in some parts of the study, the heavier equipment was actually less damaging on the pavement because it was running with four axles rather than two, and the load was properly balanced.
And kind of a follow-up to that in terms of how the equipment is structured, you were saying that the distance of the tires from the edge of the pavement, that also had an impact, again, on the damage that was caused.
Yep. The other interesting variable we found was distance from the edge of the pavement, in that if I can keep the center of that tire, whether it's a 80,000-pound semi or a large piece of farm equipment, at least 16 inches from the edge of the asphalt or 18 inches from the edge of the concrete slab, we're cutting our strain and stresses on the pavement and the subgrade by up to 75% to 85%. And so by moving that load farther in from the edge of the road, we're actually causing less damage than if we're right at the edge.
And I think there was a slide in your presentation. You looked at two numbers. One showed a road that had a 3.5-inch thickness. The other showing, I believe, a 5 or a 5.5-inch thickness. And if I recall from my notes, and correct me if I'm wrong, the smaller thickness sustained more damage from the equipment. Do I have that correct?
Yeah. In terms of pavement construction, there are really two key variables. One is drainage, or how well the water moves out of that gravel underneath the asphalt or concrete surface. But a much greater variable looked at the thickness of the asphalt or the concrete itself. And where we had 2.5 inches versus 3.5 inches of asphalt, we saw damage occur much earlier. Conversely, when we got up to 5.5 inches of asphalt, we saw minimal, if no damage at all, that was occurring on the surface of the asphalt. So investing in good drainage, investing in thicker asphalt and better quality materials is going to pay off in the long run.
And did you make some kind of a comment in terms of time of day that, if I recall, things that loads that happened in the afternoon or runs that happened in the afternoon, that sustained more damage than the morning?
Yep. In terms of seasonal variation, we expected and we saw more damage in the spring when the frost is coming out than in the fall. But one of the surprises was there statistically was a difference in terms of the damage between morning and afternoon, and it occurred not only in spring but in fall and summer as well. And we believe that's due to the pavement and the subgrade temperature. And so there is slightly more damage that is occurring in the afternoon than in the morning. And that's something that is going to require additional research to come up with recommendations for moving a lot of material over a small stretch of pavement.